views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, June 17th, 2014, number 84. Since being in the YNTS studio, 2 more hours. I spoke about wrong. 4 more hours until I turn 24. We're currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, audio graded. For all of you who are listening to me on the replay on W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, or on the go, 24/7 iHeartRadio. More info, check me out, website, www.yoandrewnts.com. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email, spell it correctly, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. World Cup problems, don't be left behind. You're listening to me now.
For HuffPost Live, I'm Logan Tittle. Ghana might have lost against the U.S. in the World Cup Monday night, but Delta Airlines was probably the biggest loser. In an effort to congratulate the American men's soccer team, the airline posted this tweet depicting the Statue of Liberty for America and a giraffe for Ghana. Just one thing, there are no giraffes in Ghana, or zebras, or leopards, according to one travel firm in the country, but they do have an estimated 1,000 species of butterflies. So the tweet wasn't only considered offensive, but ignorant, and the turbulence didn't end there. In an attempt to correct itself, the company took down the tweet and posted this one, which read, "We're sorry for our choices of photo in our precious tweet." Precious? Come on, Delta. Third time's the charm. Finally, they tweeted a correct apology. Airlines might consider teaching social media strategists how to stick their landings, and not just pilots.
Call to me, call to me.
Welcome to the O'Andrew News Talk Show. I'm really excited tonight. It is Tuesday and we are 4 hours away until I turn 24. And it's interesting because 24 years has gone by and for me to be sharing my childhood on my Facebook like page, A 90s Child, and we're on the road to 700 likes, and we have people just reacting to it in such a positive way. And it's going to be so much fun to post many different things on my 90s Child page tomorrow. And you don't need Facebook. You can just go on www.facebook.com/A90sChild, and you'll be able to just skim down and see all the awesome 90s posting. We do have a breaking news, though, coming on Fox News. It was an explosion. It hit World Cup viewing venue in Nigeria. Supposedly, we have a suicide bomber who detonated a tricycle taxi packed with explosives at an outdoor World Cup viewing center in northeast Nigerian city. And witnesses said several people were killed. Hospital workers have said likely will rise to 15 critically wounded and casualties still coming in from the hospital. And we'll give you more information on that story as we go on through the hour and throughout the show. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my producer. Moon Summer, voiceover personality. My father, Teddy Giordano, spectating as always. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. The World Cup 2014 is here and it's going on. And if you came up to me and asked me, so what do you feel about the World Cup? I really don't have any words. I really don't have much interest in soccer or many call it football. I don't have much interest in it. But if you do, I'm right on your side. And this hour, I'm going to try my best to learn the sport and be able to join the conversation with you. And you can join the conversation by tweeting me at Andrew Tree Geo or toll-free 855-712-YNTS. When I was at my job yesterday, and enough said, there it is, USA versus Ghana was on. It was playing on the television. I got to watch it. And I have to say, it was a little bit boring in the beginning. It kind of went a little slow, but around the last 10 minutes, it got really exciting, especially when USA, 4 minutes after Ghana tied it up, they scored and end up winning the game 2-1, and many call it a shocker. Others call it, that's what the United States does. And I was excited. You know, I was doing a little fist pump. I didn't expect myself to watch this game today, but I might as well show a little reaction. Oh, yeah. All right, USA wins. You gotta love your country. And today, I was reading some articles of the World Cup and all these different pop-ups on my iPhone. It was telling me how you can track the different teams and scores. And all right, enough. This article popped up, and I said, "What the heck is this?" So I started reading it. Delta Airlines. We all know what Delta is. I don't have to explain it. Delta, like myself, was watching the game. They decided, instead of them doing the fist pump in front of the TV and 5 minutes later going about their ways, Delta decided to jump onto Twitter. And when you jump onto Twitter, it could be positive reaction or absolute backlash. So Delta decided to tweet, "Congrats team, #USA, with a little emoji American flag." Emoji, if you don't know what emoji is, it's little computerized faces and reactions to describe a reaction or a situation during a text message. "Nice goal at Clint Dempsey," he was the soccer player who scored it, "at Sounder SFC. Hashtag USA VGHA, #USMNT, #DeltaSEA. And it looked all good, all right, hashtagging the players, congratulations. Here's the picture. You have two describing USA, they got 2 points, to one, Ghana. Statue of Liberty is number two, and then number one has a giraffe. Now, if you're comparing an animal in a country compared to the Statue of Liberty, you're already off. Delta, though, I guess they didn't know what they were doing, because the giraffe has nothing to do with Ghana. Apparently, giraffes are not in Ghana. Easy Track Ghana said, in a quote, "Please realize that we are not the destination of choice for a big-time safari adventure." They also said, "There are no giraffes or zebras or leopards living anywhere in Ghana. Lion exists here, but you would never see one." So, of course, they already screwed up, because there's no giraffes in Ghana. Now, let's move on. Supposedly, the picture of the giraffe that they created, Statue of Liberty 2, Ghana 1, supposedly, where did this picture come from? It came from Masai Mara National Reserve in Kenya, 3,000 miles from Ghana. So that's, again, screw up number two. Then let's move on. Delta does what anyone else does. They delete the tweet, even though we can all nod our heads on this. When you delete something from the internet, nothing's ever deleted. It's there forever. Someone's got that tweet somewhere. I'm looking at it right now in a picture form. So it's still online. They took off the tweet, and this is what they said. "We're sorry for our choice of photo in our precious tweet. Best of luck to all teams playing in the World Cup." Precious. Precious is special. Precious is a word you use when you want to describe something and really put it out there for everyone to see. Screw up number three. And then, of course, they end up the screw-ups. I wonder, who is running Delta's Twitter account? Who's running their website? Who's running this? And I sit here and I try to figure this out. It really can't be a hard job. What do you do all day? You want to promote Delta. You want to help customers who are using your airline. Now you use Twitter. It's 150 words. It's easy to use. Everyone's got it. Even if you don't have it, you know about it. And you might just go on their page just to click on some articles. That's not a hard job. Thank you very much for using Delta. Have a wonderful day. Hashtag Delta USA. Hashtag Delta. It's not that hard. But apparently, it's very complicated. I want to know, and that's the problem about this story. I want to know who was the young gentleman or young lady who did this. Now, of course, I want them to. I don't even think they should get fired or they should be suspended, because I personally think this deserves a simple timeout. A simple timeout. And that serves into an embarrassment. Yeah, you can suspend them and fire them. They'll end up getting another job somewhere else. Because this story's going to die down in 5 days. But if you put them in timeout, they'll have that, you know, in them. They'll be embarrassed. Now, am I being too harsh? Am I being too harsh? Maybe a little harsh. The problem is, you made out a tweet. It wasn't a smart tweet. You didn't think anything about it. And what do? You make a bigger screw up, and then you know what? Top it off. Let's do it again. First, you tweeted out a giraffe. There is no giraffe. Then you tweet out a picture of giraffe that's nowhere near Ghana. Then you use the word precious. So you're already at 1, 2, 3, strike three, you're out. Many jobs get the whole 1, 2, 3, right? Strike one, strike two. Well, in this situation, stay in for a little longer. How do they hire these people? You're sitting there, you might be without a job. And you'll be like, I can do this job better. I got all the tools I need. I got my laptop. I got my computer. I got splendid grammar skills. I can do it all. Why can I have this position? Delta, hire me. No, not me. Maybe you. Do you know who hires? Do you know what Delta might be using? I can't say they are. But what are they might be using? A computer, a software. I was driving in my car last week, and I'm listening to my talk radio, learning how the professionals do it. That's why I speak so well behind this mic. No one can do it better than me. I know many people who can do a radio show right from their own studio, and they're very bad at it. I'm pretty good, and I've gotten better. Thank you to the critics around me. And the supporters. But let me go on. Let me speak some more. Let me enlighten your minds a bit. And the commercial comes on and it states, are you a business that wants to hire this, and that, but you don't have the time or the resources? And I'm sitting there, he's one of those infomercials again. Well, we are this company and we built a software, and you're going to get a kick out of this. And this is an advertisement on Sirius XM, if you really want me to go out there. This wasn't one of those 800 numbers called to my house. This was not part of the do not call list. We are a company that has a software where we'll be able to hire. No, sorry. I went too far. We go out and we post your job on all the job searching websites, Monster and Indeed.com. You might know a few of them. We'll post your job out there. We'll collect all the resumes and all the candidates. We'll choose out which one is best. And then it's up to you to choose the interview. Choose the time. Choose the schedule. And we got the software where everything is organized. How about that one? And I'm sitting there nodding my head. I couldn't believe my ears. There are many conversations with my friends. Again, I turned 24. Some are doing pretty well in their careers. Some are slowing down. And some doesn't know where to get started. When they come out and apply for these jobs, here's a resume here, here's a resume there. You always wonder, probably there's so many resumes, they're going past the desk. Maybe there's 20, 30 different emails, they can only choose a few. They probably don't have many people that... They don't have people sitting around and looking at each resume. They're too busy tweeting. There are jobs like that. But apparently you don't have to be good at it. They got a little software that's controlled by zeros and ones and a little bit of catchphrases. So your resume is not being mailed. You're not physically going to the person who is the hiring manager, who might also be the director of the whole company or department you want to get into within the company. And you are now being looked at by a software. If your resume is not properly created for the software's eye, then guess what? You're not getting the job. When I was in college, and it wasn't so long ago, so I still have a pretty good memory of it, we used to sit down and we were taught how to create a resume for the hiring manager's eye. Keywords they are looking at. Now, apparently, I have to look at a resume and I have to write it in a way for a computer's eye. And we all know that no computer's eye is better than a human eye. Apparently, a software might have chose this person because they made the resume right and they got them to the interview. And believe me, I have a job, and I see those around me who've got interviews, and they looked great, and they looked slick, and they said all the right things, and 3 weeks later, they're on their way to the World Cup because, well, they don't have a job, and they got nothing better to do. So, if you, the hiring manager, are not really going down and researching your candidates, and you're letting a software allow you to choose who the software believes you should interview, and the interview goes really well, guess what? You might end up with someone who is now tweeting about the World Cup at very large company Delta, and guess what? They just embarrassed you, the company, and the software that chose this person in the first place. But I don't know. I wish there was more information to this story. Story's not big enough. It's not trending worldwide. It's not a... I'm not seeing a breaking news in the next 5 minutes where Delta's going to come out and do a public apology. It's not like that. So the only thing we could do is sit around and say, well, whoever this person is, you'll never know because Twitter is now the greatest cover-up for those who embarrass themselves, especially during the World Cup. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
That's right. Call up. Tell me, what do you think of that news story of Delta screwing up? I'm not going to put it in any other words. They did. And I don't think anyone's getting penalized for it. I think it's becoming more of a funny joke. It's not funny. If that was the opposite, the United States, if they were in a situation where a picture was portraying their country, especially losing in a worldwide sporting event, I think we'll be pretty angry. I digress. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. My mom publicly tweets happy birthday to me. All right. I guess it's something different. Many mothers don't come onto the Twitter world and say happy birthday to their second born. But it works out in my favor. The World Cup is here. And I have to learn the sport. I really can't talk about it without actually knowing, hey, I think I need to learn it. And Sports Illustrated, Extra Mustard, they really came down and for us newbies and gave us some insight on how to actually play this game. Now, you're wondering what newbies are. I know, I'm throwing you all these new words at you today. I threw you emoji, I threw you Twitter, now I'm throwing you newbies. Newbies is a slang word for you're brand new at something. If I decided to join, what was Tinder? Tinder. It's a brand new social network where you could connect with Facebook friends without actually knowing that you're connecting with them and it might start up a relationship. I never used it. I don't know anything about it. If I joined it right now on the air, I'm a newbie at Tinder. It actually came about in video games where you're in a battle, in an online battle, and if you have someone on your team and they just absolutely stink, or you know the game so well and you see that the techniques they're using aren't very good, you consider them a newbie to the video game you're playing. If you're versing someone and they're not very good and they're using techniques, you're versing a newbie team. We're all on the same page. I'm a newbie to soccer. I am. All right. I played when I was a kid. We all did. I kicked into the wrong goal. It happens. I am no newbie at this World Cup. How do the teams get in? The whole... And the USA goes to the corner. Even with 5 minutes left to play, game over. I've never seen anything like it. Every sport I watch is down to the wire. Last few seconds, milliseconds, horn goes off. That last sound to the glove. The hockey, throw the puck up in the air. Champions. So there are a lot of rules in soccer. If you call it football, I'll say it too. Football. I don't know. You might know. I don't. If you know a lot about soccer, 855-712-9687 is a number. Sports Illustrated Extra Mustard gave us a few newbie facts. And let's go through some of them because I need to learn the sport of soccer. I know, I'm turning 24 in about 3.5 hours. And what's a better way to start off my new age by learning a brand new sport? I know, it's the coolest thing ever. Okay, here we go. How do teams qualify for the World Cup? I have no clue. I figure all the major countries are in it. What do I know? And if USA got in it, so it can't be too hard. If you're the host of the World Cup, Brazil is the host this year, then you're automatically in. Oh, wow. That's actually awesome. If I made a country and I decided to gather a few and do the whole qualification, then credit, you're a country. And because I'm new, I got this really big hole that's doing nothing. I create a soccer field. I can host the World Cup. And I can actually play in it. They can make an awesome Disney movie on that. Let me move on. I'm getting off subject. For the rest of the world, qualifying for the World Cup is a grueling 2-year process of different tournaments and matches. The world is divided up into 6 confederations, which each have slightly different rules for qualifying teams to go to the World Cup. The minutes of the process vary from region to region, but they're all round-robin tournaments, sometimes with an additional 2-game playoff that's determined based on aggregate goals. For example, if Team 1 wins the first game 2-0 and Team 2 wins the second game 3-0, Team 2 would advance. So it looks like I understand. Your Team 1 wins the first game 2-0 and Team 2 wins the second game 3-0. What? Let's sit down here. Come on. Come on. Let's learn this. All right. So 2-year process. Okay, that's something I did not know. The world is divided into 6 confederations, with each of slightly different rules for qualifying teams. Okay. Now, okay. So I guess that's really it. The Team 1 versus Team 2, that's like sudden death. That's if there's ties and questioning and such. And each confederation is different. I wish I knew what the United States was doing. That's what I was wondering. But I don't know. Let's move on. Why is the World Cup a bigger deal than the Olympics? That actually is an interesting question. And I never dawned to ask it to myself or to anybody. Sports Illustrated writes, "The Olympics is meant to promote amateurism, so nearly all the players on a squad must be under 23, Basketball has a similar rule for many years that basically disqualifies all of the most popular soccer players from participating in the Olympics. So it's not really an accurate reflection of which country is the best at the sport. Not surprisingly, FIFA, that runs the whole World Cup, the federation technically, hasn't really made an effort to change the Olympics under 23 rule. So it looks like many of the soccer players are over 23, and because of the age, they tend not to be a participant in the Olympics. Because of that, FIFA really focuses on the one sport that you really don't get to see often, and that's FIFA. Okay. So we learned 2 things already. We learned how you get in, and we learned why FIFA is the biggest thing since Cracker Jacks. Here's another question. I know a lot of you are newbies out there. And if you want to call in and your reaction, if you want to teach me something on soccer, 855-712-9687, 855-712-9687. Or you can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. We're learning the game of soccer. I think we're doing pretty good so far. Why should I watch this if I'm not a soccer fan? That's a question I want to know. Last night, I'm at my job. The game is on and they're kicking the ball around. Why am I going to watch this? Okay, number 1, everyone is good looking. Okay. I really can't put myself in that. I guess that's more for the ladies. Number 2, referees are part of the game. They make important calls with little to no technological help. And they can make a decision not to call a foul if they think doing so would give an advantage to the team that fouled. That's interesting. We can argue about whether this freedom for the refs makes soccer better or worse than other sports, but it's certainly different. And with all the complaints about MLB's new replay system, hopefully it's refreshing too. The referees, they could say, well, we see that your injury actually helps the other team, or it's helping your team, so we're going to throw it out there. Okay, that works. The referees have some insight. I like it. And then there's another one. Everyone gets really emotional because everything, well, not everything, but you know what I mean, is at stake. That's very true. I do know that. It's like a one-game elimination. Not 7 games, not 5 games, not best out of 3, not you lose 3 out of 5, 5 out of 7, 7 out of 11. It doesn't work that way. Move on. Watching a World Cup held in Brazil would be a spectacular, like nothing, like none other. This would be the party of a lifetime. That's very true. Bring it to the United States, be partying every night. Flopping is a genuine part of the game, and everyone likes to watch good acting. Okay. Got some actors. So those are some ways why I should watch soccer, even though I don't have any interest in it. And I'm a newbie. Even though I'm starting to break out of it, I'm feeling it in my arms. I'm not a newbie no more. How can I watch it? Well, I figure you can watch it on TV. Let's see what Sports Illustrated says. ABC will be showing 10 world games. ESPN will be showing 43. ESPN will show 11. You can find more about the TV schedule here, and you can see the full schedule of matches right here, and that's on the Sports Illustrated article that you can catch on facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. And right now, I'll actually tweet the article, so in case you want to check out the TV schedule, you'll be able to do so. So I just tweeted out the article, the World Cup Guide for People Who Don't Know Anything About It. So I just tweeted that out at AndrewTweetGeo, and that's what we're reading off of. 855-712-9687. 855-855-9... Oh, God. Blah. I just completely forgot the number. 855-712-YNTS. So you can watch it on ABC. You can watch it on ESPN. You probably can watch it from your phone. If you have a cable subscription, you're able to access ABC. You're able to watch the World Cup there. Okay. All right, last thing. What are the rules of soccer? That makes a lot of sense. I want to learn the rules. I'm a newbie. Here's everything you need to know in 280 characters. That's about 2 tweets. You can use anything but your arms. So you can use your hands? I know, and I saw this. I saw that the ball gets kicked in the air. You can touch it with your hands and put it back onto the floor. So that's interesting. Each team starts 11 players. Offside. Passing without 2 players between you and the goal. Yellow card. Slap on wrist. Okay, so these are not the colors. Yellow card. Slap on the wrist. Red card. Player must leave game. Out of bounds. Throw in. Foul. Other team gets free kick. Foul in box. Penalty shot. 3 substitutions for each team. There we go. I think we got an idea on World Cup. Well, on the World Cup, FIFA, in Brazil. So what did we learn today in Yo Andrew's newbie classroom? A class where you were able to learn something and you all don't know anything about it because you're newbies, just like I am. So we're kind of learning it together. We learned the World Cup, why it's a bigger deal than the Olympics. We learned how you qualify for the World Cup. We learned why you should watch it, even though you might be a newbie or you have no interest in it. We learned how you could watch it, and we learned the rules of soccer. There we go. Your reaction on the World Cup, who you're rooting for, that's one question I could ask. If you want to answer the question of a rule I might have missed, if you're a big fan, that's another question I'm taking calls on, or the reaction on Delta's really screwed up tweet. Not screwed up meaning well, it was offensive, screwed up meaning, well, you just couldn't get out of it, even if you tweeted six different times. Taking your calls now, I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
I want to be the very best. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I chose the theme Pokemon. I chose it because I feel, well, it is a good World Cup song. You want to be the very best. You want to show that you're someone that no one has ever seen. And you want to be the master. Or in the World Cup, you want to be the champion. And that's what I used, Pokemon. People are not going to get it. Well, hey, I'm turning 24 in almost 3 hours. I got to get some 90s out of me. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687 is the number. Call in your reaction on the World Cup, on the rules of the World Cup, the reaction in the beginning of the hour, Delta, how they screwed up. What else did we talk about? Oh, and what team are you rooting for? I'm going to root for USA. I really don't think I have a choice. I'm going to root for them. I'm going to cheer. I'm going to yell. If I have time, I will watch it. I think we'll look at the schedule right now. Let's see what time they're on. So at least I can have an idea. Watch, tonight they'll be on. Like, oh God, I did not expect that at all. I was lucky enough to watch the first game of it. Now I get to watch the second and the third. If they even make it to a third game. See, we learned. We're doing very good. Go us. Let's keep working on it, and we'll be okay. What time are they on? I can't get it up. I don't know why. You would think they would give you an easier schedule to work with. Probably just Google it all. Why am I looking at this article for? I can just Google it. Oh, this is a waste. I'm just going to Google it. That's all. Go on the Goog. Deet, 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 deet. All over. I'm really excited that if you remember a few months ago on the program, where we decided instead of doing like two different subjects, we decided to do like one. If you remember, we used to do, let's talk about food, and then we'll talk about something else. And then we changed it where it's just one issue. This hour, we speak about the World Cup in different ways. And next hour, we're speaking about D-Day, and we speak with Professor Joseph Skelly at the College of Mount St. Vincent about D-Day. And then we'll go right into Iraq, and I'll take your calls on Iraq. And we all love to speak about Iraq. We are now going to focus on issues that are recently happening. When I describe my show to many people come up to me and say, well, it's current events. And if you notice, every week we kind of do talk about current events. We do go into issues many times. We are, though, going to really focus a lot more on current events. So if you see news stories happening around you, we're going to speak about it. If you hear about an issue that's starting to get heated up a bit, we're going to speak about it. We're going to really focus this summer on current events. We're still going to have our end of the month show. We're going to focus on a lot of current events that's really getting a lot of heat. And we're going to start doing a lot more of that. You know, D-Day happened 2 weeks ago, and we're going to speak about Iraq and the tension between the United States being involved. We're going to get into that. So that's a lot of different ways that the show is going to change throughout the summer, and we're going to get a few more pieces of equipment and expand our show and hopefully gain some sponsors this summer. And we hope that you'll be a part of it. 855-712-9687. Toll free. We're also taking your tweets. So if you're too shy to go on the phone and you want to tweet us, at AndrewTweetGeo, that's where you can tweet. Really interesting piece by the New York Times, and it's titled, "Where Dishonesty is Best Policy, U.S. Soccer Falls Short." And just to give you a sums up, I don't want to go through the article. It talks about how many teams might fake an injury, or many teams might do things that you shouldn't do, and it ends up getting them a little bit farther. United States, though, and the United States soccer team, they don't do those type of tactics. And I'm actually kind of shocked. Well, if everyone else is doing it, you might as well jump in. There are many things that are just a part of sports. I know in baseball, if you get the baseball and you flip it a second, even if his legs are between the base, it might not even touch the majority of the time, it's still an out. When you see in soccer, or in football, when you see faking an injury or getting pinched or getting pushed, or if the referee sees something that, you know, if the referee sees it at the right time, it might hurt your team. It might hurt your team. It might help your team. And might be, etc. United States, in his New York Times piece, says they don't do it. They don't do that type of play. Tab Ramos, one of Klinsmann's World Cup assistants and a player for the national team from 1988 to 2000, said he frequently saw Americans struggle to pull off some of the seemingly requisite soccer shenanigans. Absolutely, that's something we don't do the way other teams do, Ramos said. I don't know if you call it a problem or a weakness, but it's clear that the Americans' nature is to try and make everything fair, to try and be fair to the game. That's just how Americans are. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with Americans trying to be fair? I think that's great to hear. That's a good thing. And you know what? That's a great thing. We would have been through steroid scandals, and about 2 weeks ago, I don't know what happened to that. The NFL, the National Football League in America, taking prescription drugs, painkillers. Come on. Everywhere I go, someone's looking a little bit larger than they should. How'd that happen? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? No human body could naturally look like that. It's impossible. Apparently you think differently. Apparently you'd think otherwise. Well, if Americans aren't good at it, if Americans are trying to do it and they're not good at it, that's just funny. Yet, that's not very good either. You're trying to cheat and get away with it like other teams, and that's a good thing. Play the game fair. And if you win the whole damn thing, you'll really look better than everyone else. Because you didn't do no loopholes. You didn't do any tactics. You didn't do any trickery techniques. You went in there. You played the game and you left. I think that's great. I think that's great to say. Great to hear. Now, Kyle Martino, a former player in Major League Soccer, who made 8 appearances with the national team and was known for his calculated collapses, he quotes saying, "The reality of the game is that the box is referred differently than everywhere else on the field. It's naive to say otherwise. You can't hate Fred. You can't say it's cheating. But Brazil maybe gets out of the group because all the decisions, because of that decision. So the, you're the U.S. at one point, you say, if you can't beat them, join them." Have we learned this already? If you can't beat them, no, you don't join them. If you can beat them, you go back and you figure out with the rule book, with experts around you that you might have hired or you enjoy watching, and you figure out how to play the game. Oh, so that's what happened in the 90s during baseball. You're right. Someone took steroids and you couldn't beat their hitting streak. So what do? You took drugs with them. And now look, you can't walk. You win a World Cup and 10 years later, your conscience is it's knocking on your head wondering, wow, I couldn't win soccer fairly. You guys are professionals. Your whole life is playing soccer. And for you to get on the biggest stage that might be bigger than the Olympics to many people, and you try to play and try to get out of it in such a way that you think it's fair, that's unfair. I really do. Graham Zuzzi, an American midfielder, said diving, also known as flopping, this is one of the trickery techniques many of the teams do, is something I've never really incorporated into my game, and I don't plan on it. So there you go. Why? There's no reason to. No reason to. I don't understand why people have to go about and do these type of tricks. I don't get it. Now I'm comparing steroid use to tricks on the field. Why would you say my example doesn't justify the situation that we're speaking about? Why would you say that? You're taking drugs and trying to be more superior on the playing field in the sport you're in. Yeah. Taking drugs and using your arms and legs or faking it, two different things. No. They're not two different things, because what are they doing? They're concluding in the same purpose. And the purpose is to try to get ahead a little bit faster and eventually conclude with a championship, with a trophy in your hand, and with one heck of a pay raise. That's what I see. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I guess we don't notice these things unless it helps. That's what I like. That's what I love about sports. You could do this type of trickery, and if it doesn't help your team or help the other team or help anyone, you won't talk about it. If it does, it'll be all over the place. If you screw up for your team, now this is something completely different that I noticed during the Stanley Cup last week. If you made a bad goal, you're skating, you go for the goal and you miss it, later on if you win the game, that bad goal, it's not on YouTube. It's not hitting viral. No one knows what it is. The same way, if something goes wrong, but nothing happens, if it's an oil leak, if it's due because of fracking, that's a way of gathering oil. It's a very dangerous way. It could cause human-made earthquakes. It doesn't do anything. Yeah, the issue of fracking, no one knows what it is. But if it does make a human-made earthquake and it hurts many people around you, we're all on it. Let's talk about it. These are issues that need to be addressed. Why? Because your money is paying to watch these sports. And many of you are not newbies. Many of you enjoy watching the World Cup. And why would you want to watch your team lose? Just because when your team did it and nothing happened, you didn't acknowledge it or think anything of it. That's a problem. I think we should look more into that. I think so. We'll see what happens. I give up. When I come back, D-Day, Dr. Joseph Skelly joins my program once again. One of our good friends. Don't be left behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistic Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com